To the editor. We hear it often these days, young people don't want to work. But the evidence doesn't bear this out. What we see instead is a generation acting rationally in its own self-interest, the very behavior capitalism is supposed to reward. If wages don't keep pace with living costs, if hours are unstable, if jobs are posted but never filled, ghost jobs, if loyalty is demanded while security is denied, why would any rational actor invest their time and labor in that arrangement? Labor, like any other resource in a market, must be earned. It is not owed. Businesses are quick to praise the free market when it delivers them cheap inputs and healthy profits. But when the same market shifts bargaining power toward workers, suddenly it's treated as a crisis of morality. That is not free enterprise, it's selective capitalism. And selective capitalism is one of the greatest threats to the system itself. The reality is simple. If companies want workers, they must attract them with wages, conditions, and futures worth having. If they can't or won't, then the shortage is not in young people's work ethic, it's in employers' imagination. No one owes you labor. No one owes you profit. Those, like customers, must be earned. If business leaders cannot accept that, they should at least stop throwing the next generation under the bus to cover their own short-sightedness. Jim McCaskill, North Bay.